Okay, Joseph, finished. All right? Read it back to you? Of course, of course. Dear Jesus, I write this letter to you while you and your mother sleep on the night of your birth. It's not actually me that writes it, but the keeper of the inn, the one who allowed you to be born in his stable when there was nowhere else for us to go this night. Your mother will give you this letter one day after I am no longer with you. And by then you'll know that writing and reading were not skills that a craftsman, an ordinary craftsman from Nazareth like me, ever got the chance to acquire. Just one of the many things about this night that doesn't make any sense. For that is what I am, Jesus. It is all that I am. A simple craftsman. And look at your mother. We're just two ordinary people who somehow got involved in something far greater than ourselves. Something far greater than anything. Two ordinary people no one have ever heard of. Each asked by God to do something extraordinary. Give birth to, nurture, and grow the essence of God, the Spirit of God, the embodiment of God and God's ways right here in the world, here among humans. I have to confess, Jesus, it was almost too much. I'm still ashamed about that. So many nights spent tossing and turning, drenched in sweat, wanting to back out of all this, back out of being with your mother, being with you, finding it so hard to trust God that this is what needed to be. So worried about what others might think, so concerned that the world wasn't ready for you or even willing to try. But I saw your mother's trust. I saw how even though she was worried about the very same things that I was, she was all in with God and with you. So how could I not do the same? Even now. Even when this is how God decides to arrive, in the middle of the night, under cover of darkness, in a barn, no witnesses to the moment but us, no publicity, no command that everybody line the streets to cheer and sing and dance and make all kinds of fuss like so many of the rulers of the world who declare or like to think that they are gods. And then, Jesus, when somebody does find us, it's shepherds. Amazing. As I said, this night didn't make any sense. Shepherds. Homeless, wandering shepherds. People that I have even felt justified looking down on. But not anymore, Jesus. No more. As of this night, I look down on no one. Because when those shepherds told me how they knew to come here tonight, I knew. I knew they were called the same way that God had called me and your mother. The same God who you are going to show people one day, who they will see and hear and feel through you. A God who cares as much about homeless shepherds and simple craftsmen as God does about the wealthy and the powerful. A God who calls the powerful to lead others by serving them, the way you will lead humanity by serving it. A God who calls everybody, even those who see themselves as the most ordinary, like your mother and I, to be a part of something extraordinary. God and the world meeting face to face. Those are days I will not see, though. At least not with this body. I also know that before long I will likely go from being a distant memory to being completely forgotten. But I'm fine with all of that, Jesus. I'm fine with it because I will know that I did my part. I did what God asked of me. And I will also know that it doesn't matter if anybody remembers me. As long as they remember you, and most importantly, why. So such a strange night, Jesus, this night of your birth. But such a wondrous, amazing, beautiful, awesome night too. A holy night, Jesus. Oh, what a holy night. Okay, Joseph. Is it all right now? Yeah, I agree. It's more than all right.
Oh,
thank you for being here on this Christmas Eve. The waiting is over. We now celebrate the arrival of the essence of God's Spirit, the embodiment of God's and God's ways have come among us in the birth of Jesus. So let the celebration begin. And thanks be to God. Amen.